Well, speaking of driving, we don't have, do we have Uber here?
We do, actually.
We do have Uber now.
Uber,
I thought it was just
and
Lyft.
We have Lyft.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure. I guess I just, you know, people kind of use the term Uber as like any kind of stuff. I know I've seen Lyft, but
yeah.
I thought we had Uber.
Anyway, well, if you're, hit us up on the text line at 715-396-1617 if you're an Uber driver. Let us know if Uber is actually here. But a tweet that has gone viral shows a menu a man got when taking an Uber. Again, in bigger metropolises and stuff, taking an Uber or Ubering is very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one Uber driver gives his riders a menu.
Yeah.
So the driver's name
That's
is George,
awesome.
And he lets you choose what kind of a ride you would like. The menu includes the silent ride. Kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, silent, yeah.
Fun. The therapy ride.
Yeah, and he has descriptions, says, got something on your mind? Let me help take it off. Talk to me.
And the creep ride. Now, immediately I'm like, what's the creep ride, George?
Go ahead.
For the creepy ride, George doesn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, that seems like the silent ride. Why am I paying for the creep ride? Well, he'll just look at you from time to time in the rearview mirror. All creepy like.
He also has the stand-up ride. It says, I'll tell you about things that are funny, at least to me. Yeah. Anything that he's done from, you know, stories and poor choices. And yeah, I want to ride in his Uber.
I do,
he
too.
He sounds super
I think
fun.
I would choose the creep ride just because it seems like this guy has a great sense of humor. I want to see, you know, what I actually get
but
the willies riding with
him. But then would you want the stand-up ride?
You know what? I probably would take an extra ride afterward. Just
he has a rude ride, too, where he's just rude to you.
Oh. Lay it on me, George.
Well, here on The Morning Show, we love to broaden your horizons and teach you new and exciting things.
Things you didn't necessarily need to know, but you'll still remember for at least the rest of the day.
Absolutely. Things you can regale your friends and coworkers with.
Sparkling dinner conversation. Whenever there's
absolutely
a lull, I don't know if any of you are unattached, but maybe you have a first date coming up and it's like, here's a little tidbit for you to chew on.
Right. So first
might get
tidbit
you that second date.
Here we go. Autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome is a common genetic condition that helps make people or that makes people sneeze when they're suddenly exposed to bright light. So say that five times fast.
Yeah. Now, if you couldn't follow the beginning, it's an acronym that spells achoo. So.
Oh, I didn't even catch the acronym because I was looking at medical words. I didn't even.
Anyway.
That's
things you didn't know yesterday.
Wow.
Now you know it today.
There you
go. Achoo syndrome. In Brighton, Michigan, it is illegal for anyone to be, quote, annoying in public.
Does this count as annoying?
She'd be going right to the slammer. I love that kid.
A few months before John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln, his brother Edwin Booth saved the life of Lincoln's son Robert when he fell onto a railway line.
Who knew?
Who knew?
You do now.
Now you do.
Hawaii's Mount Waialea is the wettest place on Earth. It rains about 90% of the time.
Yikes.
480 inches per year on average. The wettest place on Earth.
That's more than an inch a day.
So if you're looking to get caught in the rain, Hawaii's Mount Waialea.
Yeah.
That's the place to go.
The first VCR was the size of a piano.
Can you imagine what kind of like storage case they would need for all
yikes
of their VHS tapes? Kids, I know you have no frame of reference. It's okay. In the shower, 75% of people wash from top to bottom. So starting with their head,
okay,
going all the way down
because
to their feet.
That's the right way to do it. Because then
I
you
agree,
wash
it's like
all
a toilet
the dirt
paper roll
down.
Thing.
It's,
yeah.
You wash all the dirt down. You're not going to start at your feet and then go up and the stuff off your head is falling on your feet. No,
doesn't make sense.
It's wrong, people.
25% of people do it wrong, though.
That is correct. In 1896, Britain and Zanzibar were at war for 38 minutes.
That didn't take long.
At least they
gotta
resolved their differences quickly.
I mean, so you think maybe they could have done that without a war. Things you didn't know yesterday, but you do know today on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Havel back with us tomorrow. Caleb and Hillary with you. And joining us on the line, Mikey Howard, lead singer of Seventh Time Down. Their new album, Brand New Day, is out tomorrow. Mikey, thank you so much for joining us here in Chilly, Wisconsin.
Hey, Caleb. Hey, Hillary. Thanks for having me on this morning.
First question out of the box. Where are you right now and how warm is it? Because extemporaneously, we just want to try to get some of that warmth because we're below zero again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I'm in Kentucky, and I believe here in my hometown, it's like probably 39, 41, somewhere in there.
So that's like shorts and flip-flop weather, huh?
Actually.
pretty balmy, it sounds like. Well, hey, Mikey, before we talk to you about the new album and everything that is going on with you and the band. We're going to play a game that we like to play here on the Wake Up Show called Rapid Fire. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and we will ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can. You answer as quickly as you can, just top of mind. All of them, answer in as few words as possible. So, are you ready? We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and then we'll start shooting. Ready?
I'll do my best.
Here we go. Rapid fire with Mikey from Seventh Time Down.
First question, Mikey. What is your favorite breakfast food?
Cereal.
What's a song you will always sing along to?
I don't know. Something from New Kids on the Block.
Nice! What is or was your nickname?
Oh, Mikey. Always. Yeah.
Always. Okay.
All-time favorite movie?
Back to the Future.
Nice. If you had a day off, what's the first thing you would do?
Probably have a dance party with my kids.
Nice.
Last book you read?
Bob Goff, Love Does.
Good. What's your go-to snack item?
Oh, gosh. Chips, I guess. I don't know.
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Bozo the Clown.
What's your hidden talent?
Doing silly voices with my kids.
Favorite superhero?
Right now it's The Flash.
Nice.
There you go. Hey, you got
so
through a lot of
rocking.
Them. Good job, Mikey. Mikey from Seventh Down, Rapid Fire here on the Wib Wake Up Show. So tell us, you got to have to be very excited. Seventh Time Down, Just Say Jesus, great success with that album. But Brand New Day is out tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man, we're pumped. We started writing songs. We did a tour with Newsboys like a year and a half ago called Big Church Not Out, and that's kind of when we started writing the songs and the dressing rooms and the hotels and backstage areas. And once we had a few songs written, a couple demos, we flew out to L.A. to meet and work with a friend and producer named Theron Themester. And he kind of, I don't know, he just kind of helped cast a vision for the whole record. And we did a couple songs out in L.A. with him and then came back and recorded most of the rest of the record here at my studio in Kentucky. And then a couple songs in Nashville. And, yeah, man, it's just been a good time, and we're excited for people to finally hear it.
Very cool.
Now, where do you find yourself drawing inspiration from? What song is meaning the most to you on this album?
Oh, man. Well, I think the new single, the 99, is probably the most special at the moment just because it's the one that we're talking about the most. And you know, it was one that, I mean, our hope for that song was that, you know, people who are like hard-hearted, maybe because they've been hurt, whether it's like in the church or by people, or you know, whatever people are going through where their hearts have been hardened towards the gospel, you know, that they would realize that in the midst of their wondering, you know, that Jesus is still pursuing them, and he's relentless in that pursuit, you know, and he loves them. So that's our hope for it. And that's really the hope for the whole record and our ministry at the moment, you know, is, you know, God loves you and he's pursuing you and he's relentless.
And before we let you go, Mikey from Seventh Time Down joining us. Don't forget, get their new album, Everywhere Music Is Sold, Brand New Day, out tomorrow. Mikey, as you're headed out on tour, what do you hope the Lord does through this album, through a tour coming up? I know you've got a lot of stops starting out in Kentucky there and moving to Oklahoma and Illinois and California and Canada. You're going to be all over. What do you hope the Lord does through all of you and through this new music as you bring it to so many people?
Man, if I'm being totally honest, I hope the band continues to decrease as the movement and the spirit of God just continues to increase. And that's the whole point of our band. That's what we've been doing for years, what we plan on doing, you know, like we want people to walk away from these concerts and these events having an experience with Jesus. And you know, that's it, you know, just shining the light on Jesus as much as we possibly can, you know, in hopes that people get saved. Man, that's the whole point. Heaven or hell's at stake. We can't forget it.
Well, we appreciate so much your ministry and everything you do here in Western Central Wisconsin. Even if you're not here freezing in person, you're ministering to so many with the hope of Jesus Christ in your lyrics.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning. We're excited to get back up to the 0-degree weather. I don't know when it's going to be, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, I was looking at your concert schedule. It looks like in July you're going to be in Illinois. I'm like, well, the snow will be gone by then.
Yeah, at that point you won't be able to experience. You'll just hear tales.
Yes.
Tales of some of the snowiest
the
months
woes.
Ever in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota.
Yeah, while I'm in shorts and flip-flops, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Somehow I doubt that. If it's like 39 degrees by you, you're probably not as warm either.
Well, this morning, for some reason, I looked outside and saw the sunshine, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put shorts on, and I put some flip-flops on, and then I got outside, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's freezing out here.
But, poor decision. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, Mikey, thanks so much for joining us. Now, we played the 99 a little earlier this morning, but we have another song here, I Have Decided. Anything you want to tell us about that before we head over to that song?
Man, I think that song speaks for itself. Like, we live in a time where it's more polarized than ever. You either pick one side or the other on any issue. And for us, you know, it's just reminding people, like, hey, there's a third way. It's the way of Jesus. You know, like, we keep talking about, you know, one way or the other, but, you know, that we just wanted to remind Christians and the world alike, like, Jesus has his own way, you know, and it's always unique to his gospel and his truth, and that's the way we want to be walking, man.
Amen. Amen. Mikey from Seventh Time Down, new album, Brand New Day, out tomorrow. Mikey, thanks so much for sharing some time with us on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Hillary. Thanks, Caleb.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.